Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What is holding you back from your ideal future? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to talk about your ideal future. That's right, I want you to step back from the day-to-day realities of your business and do a bit of dreaming with me. To be honest, we could all benefit by spending a bit more of our time thinking about what we want our ideal future to look like. Far too often, as a business owner, your focus is on the here and now. You're thinking about the issues of today, trying to solve the customer issue that came up yesterday, worried about next week's payroll, and frustrated over the meeting you just had with a key employee who gave you their two-week notice telling you that they'd be leaving for a better opportunity. Does this sound like a pretty typical week to you? Unfortunately, far too often, it does. It's what makes most business owners want to pull their hair out and makes them want to keep the name and number of the business broker they met last week at the chamber meeting handy. I hear it all the time. A business owner says with conviction, "Someday, I'll just sell this thing and go spend my time on a beach somewhere." So this week, I want to talk about your ideal future. I promise this won't be just a woo-woo session. I'm not going to sell you on the concept of the secret, where you simply need to begin thinking about what you want and it will magically appear. Not that I don't believe in the power of setting your RAS, your reticular activating system. It's a real thing. It's the part of your brain that tunes into the things that you set your mind to. Setting your RAS can be a powerful force in making positive change or getting something you truly desire. And as business owners, we need to activate our RAS with more enthusiasm, which is why my question for you this week is, what is holding you back from your ideal future? This question begs you to have the answer to two very important questions about your business. First, you must answer the question, where are you today? You've got to get real and honest with yourself about the state of your business right now. This may not be fun. In fact, it may be a bit painful to come clean with the realities of the issues and challenges that you're facing in your business as it is today. But it's the first step to helping you move toward your ideal future more quickly. Secondly, you've got to know where you want to go in the future. In order for you to reach your ideal future, you've got to be able to describe it, define it, and picture it as if it were real. It's not a lot different from deciding where you want to go on vacation. You've got to decide if you're heading to the beach or going to the mountains. Whether you're heading to cold weather or to a warm, sunny climate, you've got to decide if you're going to fly or you're going to drive. Your destination will determine the method you're going to use to get there, and the same is true for your business. So you've got to know where you want to go with a great deal of clarity and certainty. Today, I want to give you a simple four-step process to identify what's holding you back from making your ideal future a reality. This process will take some focus and think time, so do yourself a big favor and find a 2 to 3 hour block of time where you can step away from your computer, your phone, and any interruptions. Grab a journal or a notepad and let's get to work. Here's how I like to start. Step number one. Take a blank sheet of paper, turn it horizontal, and draw 2 vertical lines on the page. Your paper should have 3 similarly sized sections on it. At the top of the left section, write the word today. Now spend the next 10 to 15 minutes describing your business as it looks today. Write down everything that comes to mind. Your list should include things like your annual revenue, your gross margin, your net profit, how many people are on your team, the locations of your business, your customer profile, the products and services you offer, what's working well, what's broken or needs to be fixed, what your customers are saying about your business, and what you specifically like about your business, as well as what drives you crazy about your business. This list will be a mixture of data, facts, impressions, opinions, emotions, and frustrations. I'm not expecting that your list is going to be all bad, nor am I expecting it to be all good. It should just reflect the business as it is right now. Don't try to explain it. Don't overlook the good stuff, and don't sugarcoat the bad stuff. If you need more space, which you probably will, simply flip the paper over and continue on the back. Use a second page if necessary, but don't stop until you have a comprehensive picture of your business as it exists right now. As you read over your list, you should find things that make you proud, as well as things you know you could improve. Let's face it, no one's business is perfect, just like no one's business is only defined by bad or negative things. The important part of this exercise is to be brutally honest and transparent with yourself. Once you've completed this section, take a quick break. Go walk around the building, get some fresh air, take a few minutes to clear your head before continuing to the next step of the process. Now, step two. At the top of the right column on your paper, write the words ideal future. Yes, this is where you're going to describe your ideal future. Here's an idea to get you started on filling in this section. Imagine you're holding a year-end celebration 10 years in the future. You're presenting in front of everyone on your team, and you want to share with them the significant accomplishments you've had over these past 10 years. Make a list of the accomplishments you would be proud to share with your team 10 years in the future. And since this is a presentation to your team, you want your accomplishments to be specific, not general. They don't want to hear that your revenues are higher. They want to know that you reached $50 million in annual sales. They don't want to hear that your products are doing well. They want to know your market share as compared with your toughest competition. They don't want to hear that people love working for the company. They want to know that you've been recognized as a best places to work company by Fortune magazine. Be specific. Be optimistic. Be bold. What's possible for your business if things went really well? If you hired the right people, if you made the right decisions, and if your team stepped up to help you make your business great. Most importantly, what do you want your business to look like in 10 years? Seriously. This is not about what I think your business should look like. This is not about what your mother thinks you should accomplish with your business. This is the story of what you believe your business could become. Once you've written all this down, take a minute and read the list to yourself and answer this question. If I could truly say all these things to my team at our 10-year future anniversary, would it make me proud? If so, great, you've got it. If not, change it, and don't stop changing it until you are proud of what you will have accomplished in the next 10 years. Now, step number three. In the middle column on your page should be empty. Title that middle section, The Gap. Now sit back and review your two lists. The list of what your business truly looks like today, and the list of what you believe your business could and should look like 10 years in the future. As you think about the distance between these two lists, begin writing down what would need to be different. What would need to change in order for you to go from where you are to where you want to be? There'll be some things that you know are obvious and clear. Write them down. Other thoughts will come as you review these two competing lists side by side. I would expect your list of gap items to include things that need to be changed about your team. I would expect your list of gap items to include things that need to be changed about your products and services. I would expect your list of gap items to include things that need to be changed about your processes. People, products, and processes. Many of the changes that will be needed in your business will relate to these three categories. And there may be others as well. It may include a physical change that's needed, a change in location, markets, or geography in some way. There may be changes in the support or resources you have access to that will be part of the gap. Very likely, there will be changes needed in the role you play as an owner of the business in order to close the gap. Don't stop writing until you have an exhaustive list. Everything on the list is important, so put the small things on the list along with the big things. Once you have a thorough list, just know that you're well on your way to your ideal future. Most business owners know that something needs to change, but they don't take the time to determine what needs to change. You're already far ahead of them. Okay, step four. Don't let the list overwhelm you, but remember, everything on the list is important, but some things on the list are more important than others, and some things need to be addressed and changed or fixed before others can even be considered. So we're going to treat this long list just like a to-do list. We're going to simply prioritize the things on the list that we must change first. The rest of the list we're simply going to keep handy and revisit once we've resolved the items we prioritize. As you look over your list, find the items that need to be changed right away. I'd suggest you find one item that relates to your people, one item that relates to your products and services, and one item that relates to your processes or how you get work done. And finally, one item that relates to you, the business owner. That'll give you four items that need your immediate attention and focus. Take these four gap items and make them the focus of your next 30 to 45 days. Mark your calendar for 45 days from now as the finish line for resolving these items. Creating a sense of urgency will drive you to take actions, involve others, and make the necessary decisions. Once you nail these first four, return to your master list and repeat the process. Find the next four items that need your focused attention and reset the clock for 30 to 45 days. Rinse and repeat. Do this several times, and you'll be amazed at the progress you can make in a very short period of time. Let's be honest. As a business owner, you have the ability to accomplish anything you set your mind to. You have the resources and the decision-making authority to accomplish anything. The only thing that's holding you back from the ideal future you're dreaming about is determining what needs to be worked on, setting some priorities, focusing your actions, and setting an aggressive deadline. That's it. I think you have what you need. Just four simple steps, and you're well on your way to the future you've been dreaming about. I'm not sure about you, but I'm pretty excited to hear how it goes. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. There's nothing magic or special about these four steps. You simply need to decide that the future you want is worth the time and effort to do the work. Let me know if I can help you get started. And do me a favor. Share this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. As business owners, we all have something in common. We risked our financial futures on starting, owning, and growing a business rather than working for a paycheck. There's plenty of success out there waiting to satisfy all of us. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss converting leads into customers. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.